Let's go back to the beginning of the season. You're not the starting quarterback. You're hoping to get your chance. The first few games when you weren't starting, how were you preparing to maybe eventually be the starting quarterback? And it obviously has paid off.
Well, I've prepared myself for every game the same way. I mean, even if I am the backup, I've always prepared as the starter. And you got to, especially in this league, because you're one play away from going in. So you have to be ready. You can't be caught off guard, you know, if that moment is called. So I had to prepare myself as the starter each game as if I was going in as the guy. So, you know, do my visualization, my game ready prep, even if I didn't know if I was going in or not. So that helps in the long run because you have that same preparation going into each game.
All right, I heard the story. I didn't see it, but your dad with the visualization and the mental approach and the process in that, do you think that has paid enormous dividends for you this year as you've come from nowhere to leading a team to the Arena Bowl championship?
Oh, it's been huge. I'm a strong believer in the mental side of the game and in anything, in sports and in life. The mental aspect is huge, I think. I mean, if not the most important thing. And I've been fortunate enough that my dad is a mental performance coach, so I kind of get to be a free client. So I've definitely learned it a lot and prepared myself with those practices, those mental approaches, and it not only helps you in the game, it helps in life, because I mean, really, how you do anything is how you do everything. So it's just getting back to just doing the little things that lead to big results.
So is his business going to soar through the roof now if you win the Arena Bowl championship tomorrow night and you're the poster child for it?
Hey, well, I hope so. I mean, it's a win-win for both of us. So I mean, I couldn't ask for a better scenario. So I mean, that would be great. So but yeah, if anybody's listening, extremefocus.com is where his business is going.
Say it again nice and slow so people can get that.
ExtremeFocus.com.
All right, so if anybody wants an edge out there, you got to check that website out. We're talking with Shane Austin, quarterback of the Gladiators, looking at what the Rattlers do. All right, they've been here. This is the fourth consecutive year. They know how to win Arena Bowl championships. It's a little bit of a different team. We heard their coach talking about it this year, but still a lot of guys in place there. What do they possess as far as problems for your offense?
Well, I mean, you said it. I mean, it's experience is a huge thing. They've been here before. They know in these situations, you know, like with all the media days and all this stuff, there's a lot of different distractions, and they've performed in the past years. This is obviously a different team, but they still have those core guys, those veteran guys, but a lot of talent. I mean, they have a lot of talent, a lot of speed, and I mean, they're a tough team. They've given a lot of teams problems. So I mean, we just got to be able to play our game, not worry about them so much as us. We got to just perform our job, do what we've done all year long, and we keep saying it is what got us here will get us get us through it. So we got to just keep doing our job and go 1-0.
Everybody looks to the quarterback. You get all the glory. The big uglies in front of you rarely get mentioned by name, by number, unless they're called for holding, right? So how important have those guys been, and here's your opportunity to give them some love?
Those guys, I mean, make it all work. I mean, coach hit it on the head when he was talking about it, is that the game is won or lost in the trenches. I mean, if you can get pressure on a quarterback, it gives a whole lot of problems for a team. So having a good core of guys like that, like the guys we have with Shannon, CJ, Coffey, Chad, Kid O'Brien, I mean, all of these guys have done a great job this whole season. I mean, it's the best O-line group. I keep saying the best team, best coaching staff, but it's true. The best O-line I've ever had. I mean, when I knew is when I first got thrown into a game, and I think I took a hit. It wasn't even a sack. It was just a hit, and they came up, lifted me up, and said, "Hey, man, I'm so sorry. I apologize for getting your hit." And I'm just like, "No, don't worry about it. I've never had a lineman like apologize to me on the field." I'm like, "These guys really do care, and it means a lot, and I definitely notice it."
What would it mean to you to win an Arena Football League championship and do it at home in front of possibly 18,000, 19,000 people?
I mean, it would be awesome, and that's what we work for, all of us. That's the epitome of why we do what we do, is to win a championship at whatever level we're at, whether it's the NFL Super Bowl or the AFL Arena Bowl. I mean, this is what we work so hard for, and we've worked all season just as a team. So it's the ultimate team award. It's just great to be able to, you know, be able to hoist that trophy at the end and look back at all the work that had to go into it. And it just shows that it pays off.
You gonna sleep well tonight? How much does Dad help you with that the night before the game, the mental approach? Do you normally sleep well, and will this be a little bit tougher?
I mean, I hope I get a good night's rest. Obviously, there'll probably be some nerves going into, so hopefully I can get some rest. There's no real mental prep you can do to get better sleep. I mean, at least I haven't figured it out yet, because I've had some sleepless nights for sure, and I'd love to know a trick or two to go to sleep. But I slept well last game, so hopefully I can sleep well again.
Best of luck in the Arena Bowl championship.
Thank you. Appreciate it.